Let's talk a little bit about some of what you heard, because I know you were listening in involving Michael Cohen. Talk to me about some of the things you heard as it pertains to what you guys are doing.
Well, you know, we've generally been investigating three things. The first one is collusion or conspiracy between anyone in the Trump world and the Russians who interfered with the 2016 elections. The second is obstruction of justice over issues of the firing of James Comey, for example. And then the third one has to do with financial transactions, money laundering, any kind of nefarious real estate or business dealings. And so you heard different parts of Mr. Cohen's testimony that I believe lend credence in each of those different areas. And so today we're having a chance to ask him and follow up on what we heard yesterday, but also lingering questions that we had from his first round of testimony in October 2017.
The first round of testimony is where he lied to you guys?
Yeah, that's right. The first round of testimony is where he was not truthful with Congress.
What makes you think that it's going to be different this time?
Well, I think at this point, he obviously has been charged and has been convicted of lying to Congress. He's on his way to prison for 3 years. You know, so at this point, the guy's trying to come clean. And, you know, at least in terms of him as a witness, I think at this point, he has nothing to lose.
Yesterday, your Republican colleagues attempted to put holes in that testimony by making him out to be this chronic liar, perjurer. What do you make of some of their line of questioning? And do you think that it may have turned Americans' views away from Cohen being credible?
Well, you know, I got to hear part of the hearing yesterday. I was obviously busy with my own committee work and other work in Congress, but I did get to hear some of it. And it's not a surprise that they would attack Michael Cohen for lying to Congress and being untruthful in other instances, like his tax returns, because in fact, he wasn't truthful. He did lie. But as I said, you know, I think you have to consider the situation now and the fact that at this point, he has nothing else to lose. He's already going to prison and nothing else to gain by coming to Congress and even participating. Participation in hearings was not part of any kind of agreement that he made with the government. And so, you know, I think that the testimony that we're hearing now is a lot more truthful than we heard back then. But yes, you know, candidate Trump and President Trump has surrounded himself, unfortunately, with a lot of people who have generally been untruthful. That's why you have a lot of them that are headed to prison for lying.
The other thing I was going to ask you is, based on what you heard today, are you at a place where you would be ready to file articles of impeachment?
Well, I can't obviously speak for the other members of Congress, but I have said for a while now that I believe there are serious obstruction of justice issues that the president faces that would amount to impeachable offenses or instances. I can't give you a sense for the timing or anything like that. That's a question really for the leadership and Speaker Pelosi. But yes, I have serious questions. And based on the evidence that I've seen, both in public and in private settings or hearings, about what President Trump has done. And even today in Michael Cohen's testimony, I have heard things that make me believe that there will be more charges coming for people who are associated with President Trump, things that have not been publicly discussed yet. So this is an ongoing matter.